Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
God is still with you. Maintain your faith without wavering. Has anyone ever attempted to construct a tower out of a deck of cards? Perhaps not, but it requires balance, patience, and careful execution. The entire tower will topple if the cards are not precisely placed. There are moments in life when we feel like that tower of cards, teetering on the verge of collapse. We occasionally face winds of uncertainty, dread, and difficulties from all directions that seem to be blowing us over. However, I have excellent news for you today. We won't be left on our own. Keep your faith strong. God is still with you. Our foundation is as firm and stable as the love of our God. It is not brittle like a deck of cards. In Deuteronomy 31:6, he makes a vow to be strong and courageous, because the Lord your God is with you and will never abandon you. You shouldn't be scared or fearful of them. We must maintain our faith in the face of choppy circumstances, not because of our own strength, but rather because we are confident that God is our rock. He serves as a rock, a shield, and a place to hide. God's promises give us a stable foundation on which to stand in every circumstance. Maintain your beliefs with vigor. I want you to know that faith is something we should have in every instant of our lives, not only in the times when the wind screams at us and the challenges arrive. When we have a solid and profound faith in God, we endure life's turbulence without wavering. This idea is consistent with the Bible's teaching found in Psalm 1-3, which compares a believer to a tree that is watered by streams. By praying and putting your faith in God's steadfast presence, you can maintain your strong faith. God is our ever-steady, never-failing basis, so no matter how strong the wind blows or how unstable the circumstances appear, God is still by our side. Thank God. Let us now consider the Joseph story once more. Joseph never stopped believing in God, even after his own brothers sold him into slavery, and he went through harsh trials. In Joshua 1-9, God assures us that he is with us, and he stayed unwavering in his belief that this is the case. Be brave and resilient. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go, so do not be afraid or dismayed. Recall the incident wherein a guy who had been lame from birth was healed by Peter and John. Acts 3-1:10 contains references to this. Despite being unable to walk, the man rose when Peter and John commanded him to do so in Jesus' name. This miracle demonstrated the man's and the disciples' trust and showed us that amazing things are possible when we have confidence in God's ability. Let's now discuss Abraham. It would be impossible to discuss faith without bringing up the obedient Abraham. Abraham is respected for his obedience and is referred to as the father of faith, according to Romans 4-3. For what purpose does the scripture say? Abraham was considered righteous because he trusted in God. God gave him an apparently unachievable promise. According to Genesis 17:4-5, he will become the father of many countries. You will be the father of many nations. As for me, this is my agreement with you. You will now be known by the name Abraham rather than Abram, because I have made you the father of countless nations. I will multiply you greatly, create nations out of you, and raise kings from among you. Abraham made the decision to put his trust in God even when things seemed hopeless. His answer to God's promise demonstrates to us the importance of maintaining our trust and our conviction that God is dependable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Therefore, having a strong faith is having faith in God, regardless of the situation. It is to have complete faith in His promised outcomes and His amazing ability to work miracles, knowing that He is constantly by our side. Faith is not something you should save for special occasions, such as when you're facing a major obstacle. It is also applicable to daily items. Consider it analogous to breathing. We do not simply breathe during strenuous activity or running. Even while we are sitting or sleeping, we are constantly breathing. That's what faith is like. We have to utilize it every day, not just during hard times. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 in the book of Thessalonians states, "Pray without stopping." This entails communicating with God constantly, not only during difficult times, during times of need, or only while we are in prayer. As breathing, then, ought to be our constant prayer. You can pray by muttering, "Thank you, Jesus, for I praise you, Lord," even as you turn in bed before fully awakening from a night's sleep. You can also say a silent prayer like, "Lord, take full control," "Lord, I love you," or "Lord, I thank you that you're always with me," and so on, while you're driving or traveling back and forth. Recall that sincerity is more important than length when it comes to prayer. You can share your joys and concerns with God, tell Him about your day, and seek for His assistance through prayer. Philippians 4, verse 6 tells us, "None of it should concern you. Instead, make all of your prayers come to God." We pray to God because we love Him and wish to communicate with Him, because we are aware of our dependence on Him and the safety He provides for us on our spiritual path. Reading the Bible is one method to get to know God better, which is something we should all strive to do. It serves as our manual. Hearing, especially hearing via the Word of God, is the source of faith. We must never forget to trust God when we are developing in our faith, especially during trying moments when we feel afraid or confused. We must have faith that God loves us and has our best interests in mind, even in the moments when we don't comprehend what is going on. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding," is a verse found in Proverbs 3:5-6. Furthermore, when we place our faith in God, we ought to give Him thanks for all of His favors, past, present, and future. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18-19, the Bible instructs us to express gratitude under all conditions. Friends, keep in mind that living a life of faith doesn't require you to accomplish great heroic deeds. Rather, it requires you to live a life of great love and constancy in your confidence in God. Therefore, prayer is how we hold God's hand and trust that He is always with us, just as He says in Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave you or forsake you." Faith is for every day, not just for major issues or miracles. Okay, so life can be difficult at times. Though issues and concerns may cause us to feel worn out and depressed, keep in mind that we are never traveling alone. Even when it doesn't feel like it, God is always there for us, like a loving buddy strolling by our side. The Bible states in Psalm 34:18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Therefore, if you're feeling exhausted, keep in mind that God is incredibly near to you and available to assist you every day in both major and tiny ways. Let's put our trust in God. we can express our gratitude to Him, beg for assistance, and share our anxieties with Him. This is what it means to be firm in our faith. Don't question. It is similar to what is said in James 1-6 in the Bible's book of James. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Our life can be changed by having faith in God. It has the power to alter our perspective and deepen our relationship with God. We shall have courage and power in our life when we truly comprehend and trust that God is constantly with us. Faith is knowing that God will act, not just believing that He can. It is important to keep in mind that Hebrews 11:6 states, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Thus, let us live each day with this faith and keep in mind to maintain our faith, no matter what occurs. God is still supporting you. Let us now go in prayer to the Lord, everyone within the range of my voice. To get all of this prayer's blessings, I would like you to pray it alongside me. Let us offer prayers to our loving and kind God. Heavenly Father, You deserve all of our adoration and gratitude. Lord, You are my rock, my mentor, and my faithful friend, both now and always. O Lord, You are the source of all honor, power, and glory. I come to You today, Father, with gratitude and humility in my heart. There is nowhere I can go where You are not. Lord, You see and know all. Knowing that You are around me gives me peace. Lord, I ask that You uphold my faith and help me to remain firmly anchored in Your love. Lord, please give me the strength to persevere through difficulties and life's storms by putting my faith and confidence in Your presence and Your assurance that You will never abandon me. Please remind me that You are the center of the storm. Father, I also offer prayers for my friends, family, and loved ones. Be with them as much as You are with me. Lord, be them courage when they are afraid, and their confidence when they are doubting. May them likewise maintain their faith with strength, understanding that You are constantly by their side, and they are never alone. I declare that my faith will not waver in the name of Jesus. I hereby declare that I will not be affected or shaken. Dear God, I declare that You alone are the object of my trust. Lord, I am aware that I may face difficulties. Trials may attempt to erode my faith, but I will not back down because I know that You are greater than these difficulties. Any authority that tries to undermine my faith is repudiated by me. In the name of Jesus, I chastise every spirit of uncertainty and fear. You are my stronghold and haven, Father. Lead me along the straight and narrow, and direct my steps as I make my way through life. I won't fear evil, even if I have to pass through the valley of the shadow of death, because You are with me. Your staff and rod give me comfort. God, I am grateful for Your kindness and love. I appreciate Your constant presence at my side. I am grateful for having the faith to put my trust in You and in Your word. I ask that You walk before me and be at my side every day as I go outside. Lord, cover me. I announce my victory over my fears in the name of Jesus. I announce that I have overcome my obstacles. I thus declare that my faith will not waver and that I have complete faith in You. As we all listen to this prayer, Lord, I beg that You fill everyone who is opening their heart to You right now with Your love and Your Holy Spirit. Lord, please provide bravery and strength to everybody who needs it to get through this day. Lord, comfort those who woke up in agony or hurt, and may You be their source of solace. Lord, please have pity on them and bring them to safety. Father, I ask that You help them to feel at ease when they are anxious or stressed. I pray, Lord, that You may bring the one who is lost and in need of guidance to experience Your kindness and grace. Lord, guide and lead them along a straight path. I firmly believe in You, Father, and I rely on Your word and Your promises. I'm grateful that You heard my plea and responded, Lord. I ask in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Please type Amen in the comments if this message has blessed you. By clicking the like button and forwarding the video to friends and family, you can assist us in reaching more people and sharing the gospel. In addition, Don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more heartwarming and spirit-uplifting videos. We are grateful for all of your help. Being a blessing is a blessing for you. If you would want us to bring your prayer request before God for your blessings and victory, please feel free to do so in the comment box. This will allow other believers on the YouTube platform and throughout the globe to join us in prayer for you immediately. Glory be to God alone. In the name of Jesus, I announce that you are now blessed with every outcome of this prayer. I pray that you all experience the grace and serenity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.